The State Department of Transportation has commissioned a study to see if road improvements can be made to ease the flow of traffic for a busy area of Anchorage. It's the growing medical and university campus area known as the UMed District. The proposal has come up in the past. The latest interest is drawing heat from concerned citizens who fear it would disrupt the natural balance of a relatively undeveloped area. APRN's Susanna Caldwell has this report.
Cars and motorcycles roar through the T-intersection of Elmore Road and UAA Drive. The roads currently stop in front of a heavily wooded wetlands area. A survey group is looking to see if a possible northern access route could be cut through and possibly connect Elmore to Bregaw. It's one of several options that the state is having Dal HKM look at. Other ideas include expanding UAA Drive, remote parking with shuttles, finding a new route to connect Pine Street and a possible eastbound extension of 36th Avenue. Nestled between two major Anchorage roads, the UMed District is home to the University of Alaska Anchorage, Alaska Pacific University, and Providence Hospital. But it's also surrounded by wetlands and wooded areas that contain an oasis of popular trails. Mary Ellen Tuttle, manager of Planning and Environmental Services for Dal HKM, says that the area is one of the densest and fastest-growing employment districts in the city. She says things have gotten better, but continued growth could present challenges.
Been quite a bit of improvement in the last several years to improve the traffic flow from South Anchorage up into UMed, but there's still this problem of getting people from the north and from the east into UMed, and so that's what we're focusing on, and that we'll look at a range of alternatives.
She says that Dal plans to look at all alternatives and then present their findings, including non-motorized options. But still, Anchorage Citizens Coalition board member Michael Howard doesn't think that adding more roads is the answer.
It would change the character of that natural expanse and would disrupt important habitat in the way that the area functions. And the Anchorage Citizens Coalition is advocating for a transit solution and enhanced transit access as the area continues to grow. Yes, the area does need to continue to grow, but as it does, people should have choices about how they get there. Not everyone wants to drive and face parking problems, and especially just that character of the campus.
Howard said the state is looking at this like a plumbing problem. He says the state often explains that traffic works like water and that expansion is the best way to relieve congestion. Howard disagrees.
But we look at evidence through the last 50 years of building roads throughout the United States, and we see that it works quite the reverse, and that expanding road capacity increases the need and the convenience of driving and invariably attracts more traffic and exacerbates congestion problems rather than actually providing any sustainable solution to congestion.
So far, two community councils, University and Russian Jack Park, have passed motions opposing new access. Russian Jack Park Community Council President Ed Leach says that the council is concerned about the trails, but more concerned about safety. With several schools located in the area, it could pose a danger to school children.
The difficulty, though, is, and we're not opposed to that traffic going to the university. What we fear is the commuter traffic from South Anchorage using that route to get to the highway.
The area's state representative is Sharon Cisna. She does not currently support putting a road through.
We change things by putting highways through things. It's been documented to significantly change neighborhoods, for instance, when roads go through them. And I believe the same thing could happen with our University Medical District. I think it's one of the most valuable things in the state.
Bill Theobald works at the VA and rides his bike through UMed four times a week. Standing at the intersection of trails that could possibly be affected, he said he doesn't think another road is the answer.
Right now, it's not a problem. I think it can stop right here. But I know there's a lot of people that want it to go through, but I don't think it really needs to. We just don't have that much traffic. I don't know what it would improve.
Dal HKM plans to release the findings of its study in about a year and are currently taking public comment online. Tuttle of Dal HKM says they plan to attend community council meetings in the fall to present their findings. In Anchorage, I'm Susanna Caldwell.